start with a good quote this morning. If Martin Luther King Jr. hadn't been assassinated, after getting the vote for downtrodden people, his next step was health care. Of all forms of injustice, injustice in the healthcare system is the most shocking and inhumane. I thought that was very, very profound. I always like to start out with the September 2000 issue of Scientific American. It's a great little journal, scientifically really super. It's written in the fifth grade reading level so that college students can understand it. This particular issue, September 2000, is almost entirely devoted to human aging and how to live to be 100. The articles in there were written by different specialties of medical doctors, dietitians, nutritionists, geneticists, gerontologists, and they all had their own agenda on how to reach 100. The only common thread was that the people who made it to 100 were mean, feisty, rebellious patients, and I thought that was quite interesting. Everybody in this room has the genetic equipment to live well beyond 100. Geneticists say it, gerontologists say it. If you're biblically orientated, you know in Genesis, right out of the box, God commanded us to live to be 120. And the only reason why everybody in this room won't live to be 100 is not because you can't, but because we make decisions all our life. We make decisions, some of which shorten our life and some of which lengthen our life. And so we're going to talk about that today on how to lengthen our life. Everybody in this room, including the guys, have made dishes from recipes. The reason why in cookbooks and card collections and magazine recipes, they put pictures of the finished dish is so that you have the goal, that you're reaching towards this goal. And if you use the proper ingredients as they describe, if you use the gold medal flour and the Land O'Lakes butter and you use the C&H sugar, just by brand names, your cheesecake or your fruitcake will look like that, your lemon asparagus dish will look like that, your cranberry stuffed pork loin roast will look like that, and your brown rice dish will look like that, and so on. That's why they show you the picture, so you'll be induced to use the products by name. Well, we've been using the same recipe for 300 to 500 years when it comes to human health. Medical doctors have been doing the same recipes 300 to 500 years. And so we know what the dish looks like. We're very attuned to expect certain things. We know what a 10-year-old looks like. We know what a 25-year-old looks like. We're not likely to confuse the two. Just you can meet a stranger. You know they're 25, might be 26, might be 23, but they're going to be in that 25-year range. They're not going to be 10, and vice versa. Same way with a 35-year-old and a 50-year-old and a 50-year-old and a 75-year-old. I'm going to show you a pretty typical person who's walked through the landmines, they've escaped death, they beat the average, they're 85 years old. And this is a typical 85-year-old person in America. Whether they're a man or a woman really doesn't matter. You reach 85, most often you're going to be in a nursing home, you'll have Alzheimer's disease, you'll be blind from macular degeneration and cataracts, you'll be deaf. You won't have any teeth because you had periodontal disease, which is osteoporosis of the face and jaw. You'll have had your thyroid gland removed surgically or killed with radioactive iodine for one and sundry reasons. You'll have had your vertebrae fused in your neck and back because you had degenerative disc disease and bone spurs and arthritis and osteoporosis. You'll have your shoulders and your finger joints replaced because you had osteoarthritis. You'll have carpal tunnel surgeries on both wrists. You would have had angiograms and angioplasty. You'll have stents installed in your arteries. You will have had a triple or quadruple bypass. You may have even had a heart transplant. You may have had one lung removed because of COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or cancer. You may have had your stomach stapled, banded, bypassed because you couldn't lose that 100 pounds you needed to because exercise and diet just didn't seem to work for you. Prescriptions didn't work for you. And you've had your gallbladder removed, a liver transplant. You've had your kidneys removed and transplanted because you had renal failure. You've had a history of kidney stones. You're on dialysis. You've had your colon examined and you've had polyps removed. May have had your colon removed for colon cancer. Women have had hysterectomies. Men have had their prostates removed. The hips have been replaced. The knees have been replaced for osteoarthritis. The feet have been amputated for diabetes. And you're on 27 different drugs for lowering cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, memory, thyroid, pain, and many other things. Woo-ha! I mean, I want to follow this recipe. This is where I want to go, and I'm looking for people who want to cook this recipe up with me and be like this. How many of you want to be like this? Okay, good. I hear all the no thanks. That's good. To not do this, you have to avoid listening to the doctor. If you listen to the doctor, this is where you're going. This is where you're going. So to avoid this state, and live to be 100, you have to follow a different recipe, and that's what we're going to talk about today.